Good Friday morning, church. It's good to have been able to spend every morning this week with each of you. And now we head into our weekend and we look forward to being together in the house of the Lord this Sunday. I hope that if you haven't been with us lately, that you will be making plans to be with us. And if you're out of town, don't forget that we try to broadcast our messages every Sunday so that no matter where you are, you can join in our fellowship. Today we're going to be reading Psalm 127. Again, God's saving word for today is prayer. Psalm 127 is another song of ascent. The opening verse in today's reading expresses dependence on God. The writer acknowledges that God is the source of all blessings. In ancient times, the gift of children provided the family with economic support and help with daily tasks. So children were seen as a gift from God because that was an agrarian society, and you needed your daughters to help with the chores around the house or the tent, whatever the case may be, working out in the garden, and you needed sons to help with the livestock and whatever crops you might have. And so people in ancient times recognized their children as a gift from God. I think many of us are from larger families, or at least our parents were from larger families. I know my mother was from a family of 11, and that was an agrarian society that she grew up in. And so those children were necessary for the family to be successful. Well, again, today's saving word is prayer, and the title of today's reading is In Praise of God's Goodness. And this again is Psalm 127. If the Lord does not build the house, the work of the builders is useless. If the Lord does not protect the city, it does no good for the sentries to stand guard. It is useless to work so hard for a living, getting up early and going to bed late. For the Lord provides for those he loves while they are asleep. Children are a gift from the Lord. They are a real blessing. The sons of a man that a man has when he is young are like arrows in a soldier's hands. Happy is the man who has many such arrows. He will never be defeated when he meets his enemies in the place of judgment. And today's key verse is Psalm 127, verse 3. Children are a gift from the Lord. They are a real blessing. And so I would just ask you today, as this psalm talks about, that human efforts are useless without dependence on God. As my baby sister often says, man proposes, but God disposes. And a man, a woman can have every good intention, every great plan or scheme in the world, but without dependence on God, all of those planning and scheming things are for naught. Let me ask you, in what ways do you demonstrate your dependence on God? Do you depend on God? You know, it's often been said, with $20,000 in the bank, Blue Cross and Blue Shield, who needs God? Well, maybe that amount has that you have to have in the bank is a little bit higher with today's economy, but it seems to be true that God's children tend to forget their God in prosperous times. And it's only when bad times come, difficult times come, that we return to our God and remember him, because then we we acknowledge that we need him. So let's pray. Faithful God, you are the source of all blessings. I can do nothing without you. How thankful I am that you alone are God. I place my trust in you and stand on your holy word. Amen. Well, that concludes our time together this morning and this week. And just keep your spiritual eyes open. Those prayers that you've been lifting up to the Father, those things that you've been trusting God for your life, for your family's life, for your children and grandchildren, those answers are just around the corner. So keep your eyes open and keep your faith in God. And we will see you Sunday. God bless.